Okay, ito. So, in the previous episode, pinag-usapan natin itong, I don't know, shots fired, if I can put it that way, no? And we tried to discuss the circumstances, the context, and now pag-usapan natin yung implications ng ginawa ng First Lady. So, for all of the ni BBM, ito na, there is a very clear na batshot to sa akin. Halos sinasabi niya, bastusan na ito. So, does this mean the next step naturally is another favorite ni Ronald yan, eh, cabinet reshuffle? Si Ronald kasi nakabantay, baka may opening dyan. So,
gusto ko yung position ni Galon.
Remember,
pag tumakbong senador, mababakante yun.
Ayan, ayan.
Mananalo yun na senador.
Oh, exactly. So pag-usapan din natin siguro yan, both Sarah and also the First Lady, what's gonna happen there. Yeah. But going back to this, we have a precedence whereby BBM was wishy-washy. I don't think BBM was excited about it, but eventually na-ease out si Vic Rodriguez, right? I think that was a big thing. That was the first purge na nangyari. And I wouldn't be surprised the First Lady was among others who... Kasi alam naman natin, you can connect the dots. Vic Rodriguez, Buljak TV. I mean, all of these people are connected, right? So,
pero huwag mo kalimutan, ha? Big R. Muntik nang bigyan ng iba pang posisyon. Si Vic Rodriguez, di ba? Chief of Staff.
Ni BBM.
With the same powers as the Executive Secretary. Pinaliwanag lang ni Chief Legal Advisor. Unconstitutional yan. Illegal yan. Hindi pwedeng dalawa ang may signing powers. Hindi pwedeng dalawa ang may appointing powers. Dapat isa lang. No? Kaya nag-gang on yung lahat ng mga tao ni BBM sa kanya na cut clean. Hindi na pwede yan. At sabi nga ni First Lady sa interview niya kay Tonying, it's about trust. No? Ano? Hindi niya in-emphasize si Vic Rodriguez, pero yun yung nire-refer niya, na wala nang tiwala. May mga ginawa na hindi maganda. No? Yun yung kanyang...
Sinabi niya, she needs to protect her husband dun sa yes. circle na nakapalibot sa kanya.
Yes.
Yun yung mga words na ginamit niya.
Oh.
Na parang, yun naisip ko din, referring to Vic Rodriguez yung panahon na yun.
I think that's a very, very important precedence. So, I mean, what is your gut feeling? Will the stubborn timidity and Marcos keep Sara Duterte there? Or will the other people try to do what Marcos is going to do to make things so difficult that Sara will be forced to resign? Or do you think that Sara will hold on to it until she can, because she knows once she's out of the cabinet, who knows? This could be a beginning of a losing civil war for them. And mag-all-in na si Marcos dun sa, who knows, Rafi Tulfo, whoever, who could beat her or make sure she doesn't... Yun nga, I mean, you could see it. Parang ano yun eh, floodgate yun eh. Once Sara is, or if, but parang... Oh. Stan Ife. Star is out. Ito na, floodgate na yan.
And baka makasama sa ICC.
Yeah, ICC.
Yun pa.
Big R. Crunch time na kasi, Mark. Eh. No? Crunch time na. Una, October na yung filing of candidacy. At yung mga lumalabas na mga surveys, parang yung mga tao ni Digong ay halos kalahati doon sa winning margin. Diba? So crunch time na ito. Hindi na sila pwedeng defensive lang. Kailangan magsimula na sila mag-offensive. Ikalawa, merong mga pangyayari na nag-unfold. Halimbawa, next week, bubuin na yung movement against war. Ito ay movement labang kay PBBM sa kanyang foreign policy. Yung kanyang strong point, yung foreign policy, babakbakin na nila yan next week. No?
Tapos sino kasama po diyan? May kilala kayong names?
The usual suspects, no? Usual suspects, no? Yung sila Bukitig Law, sila Mentong Laurel, no? Etc.
Wala akong sinasabi. I'm disowning this show. Baka ikatlo. Mapasta naman tayo.
Oh, tapos ikatlo ay ano ba 'to? Ikatlo ay yung sinasabi ni Trillanes na darating, hindi darating, yung ICC, no? Ang sinasabi nila, Maharlika, meron silang big event na gagawin sa Mayo. No? Mukhang indicative ito yung Pulboron video, no? No, yung ganyan. Kaya nagbi-build up sila papunta ron, no? So, ipo-push na nila yung envelope, eh, no? Whether that will be effective is another thing. Pero ibig sabihin, crunch time dahil scaling up na yung kalaban nila. No? Going into the midterms, going into the final. Hindi
na scale up yan. Medyo nuclear option na yata yung ginagawa.
Oh. Tapos panghuli, sa mga survey, pareha silang bumababa, pero parang mas tinatamaan yung presidente. in terms of approval rating. Pero kahit pareho silang bumababa. So they have to do something eh. Diba? They have to do something different. Hindi pwedeng nagdedepensa lang sila. Hindi pwedeng passive-aggressive. Hindi pwedeng minamasahe, no, yung mga away. At tingin ko, itong ginawa ni First Lady ay yung unang offensive act na sila yung magdidictate ng political narrative.
Sir Ronald, may tanong din ako. What are the chances na ang papalit kay Sara, if ever matanggal siya sa DepEd, ay si Lenny Robredo? Yun ang ingay sa Twitter, sa X nung isang araw eh.
Tingin ko malabo. Tingin ko malabo.
Pero next episode na yan, Mark, pag-usapan natin yung Senate position, because I think we can also talk about Sara move also with the First Lady run. So I think we kind of agree na even if Marcos Jr. is not interested in a civil war, the civil war is getting interested in him. So he must respond at
exactly.
some point. And because he's not doing what he has to do, because he's still sticking to this illusion of unity. I mean, he knows naman it's an illusion that everyone knows. The emperor is naked. Everyone knows that. So I think the wife and others are stepping up. My suspicion, Gawa Ronald, na behind the scenes, they're already plotting ways to get rid of Sara. I mean, like, Ronald, you have been in cabinet meetings with President Aquino back in the day. I mean, can you tell me how dysfunctional an administration can get when in cabinet meetings, there's at least one person there who represents total opposition to everything you're doing, not to mention total attack on you as a person. Diba? Parang ang awkward na sa cabinet meetings ka, andun yung isang, diba? I mean, grabe, diba?
Lalo na ngayon, sabi ko nga, Richard, crunch time na eh. Ang daming contradictions na coming to a head. Hindi pwedeng may Trojan horse sa loob, no? Hindi pwedeng may Trojan horse, no? Imaginein mo yung tinginan tsaka bulungan sa cabinet meeting, tapos merong isa ron na hindi pinagkakatiwalaan, nandun sa camp ng kalaban. Imaginein mo yung mga thought bubbles na nagdo-dominate sa cabinet meeting. Diba? Imaginein mo yung thickness ng tension every time magkakaroon ng cabinet meeting. Kaya nga, kung ako si Vice President Sara, kusa na akong aalis eh. Diba? Kung meron akong kaunting self-respect, kusa na akong aalis and dictate the narrative rather than iba ang mag-dictate ng narrative or tanggalin ka or i-pressure out ka. No? Ikaw na yung mag-dictate.
No comment nga, 'di ba? Ang mga narrative ngayon, yung mga kakain siya ng ano, tapos hi guys, tapos gagawa siya ng mga video about lifestyle, medyo nagba-vlogger na rin siya. Buong uso na sa mga VP mag-vlogger na nowadays sa ex-VP, current VP. Essentially, do you think Sara is trying to just bury her head into the sand and try to pretend like this is not, I mean, medyo untenable yung situation ni Sara eh.
Ang problema ni Sara, Richard, yung kanyang hundreds of millions na intelligent at confidential fund na wala last year. Diba? Ang natitira na lang sa kanya, yung Office of the Vice President na konti ang pondo, no, at pwede pang paliitin, at yung Department of Education na pinakamalaking departamento sa gobyerno. So, meron din siyang pragmatic concerns. How can she maintain her imagery, no? Her platform, no? Her resources, her machinery, no? Go na apat na taon pa before the presidential election. So, nagbabasilate din siya eh, dahil napakalaki ng DepEd. At dahil wala na siyang ibang resources, eh, ito na lang yung kanyang gagamitin. Kaya, punto eh, conflicted siya. Conflicted siya na...
Hold on. Ayoko.
Diba? Lahat masama na tingin sa'yo eh. Lahat masama na tingin sa'yo, pero kumakapit ka pa rin dahil ninenervyos ka na pag bumitaw ka, baka wala ka ng ibang panghawakan.
Wala ka ng ano, mapupulitin.
So, yun yung isang
ako naman ang tingin ko parang ano yan eh, parang mag-boyfriend kayo na gusto niyo nang maghiwalay pareho. Pero parang nahihiya kayo makipag-break. Hinihintay niyo magkamali yung isa. Para pag siya yung nagkamali, tapos naghiwalay kayo, pwede mo siyang ituro. Siya yung may kasalanan. I tried to make this work.
Alam mo yung mga ganyan moves, ha? Parang kalakaran natin yan.
Diba? Parang cold na kayo sa isa't isa. Ano na kayo? Nagpa-prasin ka na kayo. Excuse. Pero hinihintay mo magkamali yung kabila Para siya yung may kasalanan. Para pag sa mga kaibigan nyo, eh si Bongbong may kasalanan kung bakit kayo naghiwalay eh. Parang may ganun eh. Parang hinihintay lang nila yung ano eh, yung kabilang side yung ano. Parang ito, may rason yan eh, yung asawa mo, di ba? Ano nang ano sa akin.
O Ronald, wala kang alam sa mga ganyang bagay. Ano?
Ang problema dyan, Mark, halimbawa kung meron kang isang tunay na political party, isa lang ang kumpas niyan eh. Diba? Isa lang ang mensahe niyan. Isa lang ang strategy niyan. Ang problema dito sa ating politika, halimbawa, si Vice President Sara, diba? Ang daming actors at play eh. Nandun yung kanyang tatay, nandun yung kanyang mga kapatid, nandun yung kanyang mga spokesperson, nandun si Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, nandun si Amy Marcos. Iba-iba hugot niyan eh. Iba-iba hugot niyan. So walang isang parang unified plan, no? Walang isang unified messaging. Walang isang... So,
except yan, unity. Except message of unity.
So nahihirapan din si Vice President Sara. Buhatin lahat yan, no? So, yan yung problema.
Ipatanong ko, may plano kaya si Sara? Does she have her own plan? Or is she following the plans ng tatay niya? Plano nila tatay niya kibuloy, ganun? Or meron ba siyang sariling plano?
Well, tingin ko at this point, no? Baka pinagsisihan na niya na hindi siya tumakbo nung last election, no? At ngayon, medyo to save not only herself, yeah, to no? save the family, no? To save her friends and allies, kailangan nilang manalo sa 2028. Tingin ko, the decision has been made dyan. Kaya ngayon, consolidated sila. Ang problema, lahat pasaway eh. Paano mo bibigyan ng framework si Digong? Paano mo bibigyan ng script si Baste at saka si Pulong? Anong ginagawa ni Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo? Kaya mo bang manduhan yan? No? Tapos yung presidential sister, pero kaalyado mo. No? So, yun yung problema rito eh. No?
Who's calling the shots?
Yun, may kanya-kanyang pool eh.
No? Kanya-kanyang pool.
Kuya ay partido ni Hedarian, no? Isa lang ang commander. No? Isa lang ang strategy, no? Isa lang ang command and control. Dito, wala eh.
Para Monty Python nga, yung sabog. Like, sariling sikap lahat. Ikaw, Mark, what is your take on this? Because I want to discuss in the next episode very shortly the Senate slate and how is opposition. Is there going to be a new unity lineup that I think is very interesting? But what are your last points on these issues before we close this episode? Do you think Sara will last before the end of this year? Or do you think because Marcos is still going to be stubbornly conflict avoidant and her approval is still high, that she'll be able to still hang on by a thread?
At this point, napaka-unpredictable talaga. Hindi ko din exactly mabasa kung ano yung plano nila BBM, why he is still keeping Sara around. Hindi ko din mabasa kung anong plano ni Sara why she is still sticking doon sa DepEd. But of course, yung sinabi ni Sir Ronald is tama naman. Talagang di ko makita kung saan ano eh, very unpredictable kung anong mangyayari. Talagang every week, every month, may pwedeng, any, it could explode anytime eh. And pag umalis siya dyan, kapag umalis siya sa DepEd, doon na siya papasok sa stage na she will be also asking for Duterte to be ousted eh. Parang doon na siya, parang buo na yung kanyang pagsama doon sa kampo na yun eh. So we're going to see talaga malaking banggaan when the vice president is nandun sa kampo buong buo ng mga gustong magpatanggal sa Pangulo, yung Aus Marcos movement. So it's crazy lang talaga. Hindi ko talaga masabi kung ano mangyayari dyan.
I think that sets the tone for the next episode because pag-usapan natin, if ever there'll still be an election at the end of the world, what is there going to be a new unity of Dilaw and Pink and loyalists and all of them coming together? I mean, could we see a Bam Aquino and admin slate with Tito Soto and all of these people together? I think that would be a very interesting discussion. Maraming salamat on that note. Thank you very much, Ronald and Mark.